And welcome in to another great edition of Board Check. I am your host, Jeremy, the Impact York. Welcome in. We are in kind of get out of town mode today. We're going to stay and chat with you guys for a while. But yeah, here at Impact Media, we are getting ready for the Cure Bowl that Georgia State, that we also cover here, will be in this Saturday. So I wanted to make sure to get this board check in before we have to move on. I'm going to start and talk some Gladiators, then we'll get into some NHL news. There is some fun things going on. Who knows, we might get into some news and notes after that, but we will do our best to catch you up on everything you need to know, and we will get on out of here. Now, I want to go ahead and say that I do like the way the Atlanta Gladiators have been playing lately. They have been a lot more physical, a lot more pressing in the offensive zones. The defensive zones are still aggressive too. I enjoy that. That being said, let's go and review the last few games we've had here. Now, last Wednesday, while this show was actually going on, they were hosting the Jacksonville Icemen, to which we were able to pick up the victory 2-1 with Vail and Malatesta scoring in that one. Next game we had was Friday. Also my brother's birthday. Shout out to him. Happy birthday. I would ask how it was, but we were all snow trapped in the same house, so I know how your birthday was. It was a good one. But on Friday, hosted the Greenville Swamp Rabbits. Yep, the little bunnies. Have a cool logo, but the little bunnies. Little Bunnies were able to beat us 4-3. Goals for us, Vail, Atkinson, and Sandler. I still like the way we're playing. I very much like how we're playing. But, you know, that moved us on to Saturday, where we went up to South Carolina to take on the Stingrays. Unfortunately, we did not get the victory there either, with South Carolina picking up the 3-1 victory. Vail with the goal there. It just seems like he's going to score every time, and that does not bother me. On Sunday, we hosted South Carolina Stingrays. They beat us again 4-1. Didn't have a good week, did we? It's okay. Tanner Pond with the lone goal in the second for us. That guy's starting to come around too. And, of course, that brought us to today. We're not playing today, which is good. Now, of course, that will, if we can find it around here. There it is. The standings, we are now in fourth. Kind of where we were hanging out anyway. We have played 25 games. We have 12 wins, 11 losses, 1 overtime loss, and 1 shootout loss. We have 26 total points. We are only 2 behind Greenville. Who is 4 behind South Carolina, who is 7 behind the Florida Everblades, who are tearing things up. Wow. Officially tearing things up. Stats for us. Brady Vail. Imagine that. Getting him from Norfolk was definitely a good thing. Not just because he scored on these goals. He has been a great presence on the ice. And he is fun to watch. If you guys haven't been down to a game, go down to a game. Watch Brady Vail play. He is slowly becoming my favorite newcomer. Obviously the captain, Derek Nesbitt, is my favorite player. Although, I like all of our players, but I really like some. You know, Alex Kasich is really good too. But Brady Vail, overall in the season has 10 goals and 11 assists for 21 overall points. He actually has 11, a little over half now. 11 of those while he was here. Phil Lane has 20. That's 12 and 8. Lindsey Sparks has his 17 assists along with his 3 goals. His goals come at the right time. And to round out, Alex Gacic has 8 goals, 9 assists, and that would be 17 total points. Getting to the goalies. Sean Bonner is still undefeated at 4-0. He's given up 7 total goals. That is good for a 1.91 goals against average. That guy was a great pickup. Dan Vladar has played 6 games. He's actually played 14 games for us. He is 6-6-1 for a 2.85 goals against average. Dan, I think, is sometimes guilty of getting moved back and forth so much. That's quite all right. We don't mind it. We like having him in town. Matt O'Connor has played 2 games. He has 2 losses in that one. Has given up about 3 goals a game. That happens. And Matt Ginn, the Ginner, still rehabbing, I believe. Some quick Gladiator news for you guys. Steve Chapman was elected to the ECHL Hall of Fame class of 2018. He was a Gladiators executive and also with the Mystics. You guys can learn more about this on AtlantaGladiators.com. But no, Steve Chapman, Sam Fioric, and Jason Sal were all the ones who were going to be in the 2018 class. But Steve's done some great things, including for us. So, congratulations, Steve. And Phil Lane was actually called up to the AHL's Admirals. Milwaukee signed him to a pro tryout contract. So, wish Phil the best and, you know, hope to see him. But if we don't, we don't. Good luck to you, Phil. We like having you here, but when you're not, that's all right, too. Upcoming schedule this week. You got Friday. Got games Friday, away games Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And there will not be another game before we are on. This Friday will be against the K-Wings at the Wings Event Center. That is a 7:15 puck drop. Same time on Saturday, except for the Toledo Walleye will be hosting us at the Huntington Center. And a 2 p.m. Saturday. No, that's a Sunday. 2 p.m. Sunday puck drop as we take on the Beast at the Powerade Center. That should be fun. And then next week we will we have some other games as well. But as far as Gladiator news, I think that's pretty much all the Gladiator news I have at the moment. I want to move on to some NHL stuff real quick. Connor McDavid continues to have a big lead in the All-Star fan vote. Steven Stamkos, Alexander Ovechkin, and PK Subban are also leading their divisions. But, yeah, good for Connor McDavid. Everybody likes that kid. Devin Dubinsky is going to miss about 2 months for the Blue Jackets. He has an orbital bone fracture. He's going to be placed on injured reserve. Long-term vision is not affected, which is a good thing. He sustained it against the Oilers on Tuesday. He got in a fight with Zach Cassian and didn't go well. Taylor Hall is also banged up a little bit for the Devils. He has a right knee contusion. He, like I said, he's day-to-day. He's more than likely going to rest a little bit for maybe a game or so, and he'll be right back in. After the Deschene trade, however you say that, I've never been able to say his name right, but the Avalanche did receive some people that are actually starting to kick in a little bit for him. Gerard is doing quite well for him, and I want the best for Colorado because they need to rebuild. They need to get out of the bottom of the NHL standings. And I mean, they have cool logos, and they've always been pretty good up until recently. So I want to see them rebound. I think the league is better when Colorado's involved and they're doing well. So hope they are able to shore up some things there. The Senators, who everybody think should get a new coach. Well, as of right now, Boucher is going to be there. Even though they're 1-10-2 in their last, 13 games. There could be some trades to shake some things up, to try to get better, to try to move on from all this. But the general manager is saying no coaching change. So, Senator fans, hang in there. Right now, the Bruins Red Wings are on here at the studio at NBC Sports Network. And it is, I can't see the other score from here, but I know Detroit does not have a goal. And I just want to bring this up, because not only because a lifelong Rangers fan and myself, but Henrik Lundqvist is only a handful of saves away from being the 15th goalie in NHL history with 20,000 saves. Now, as a Rangers fan, I can argue he should have a handful more, but there hadn't been a good enough team in front of him in a lot of his career. That's, we'll keep the snark where it is, but, you know, congratulations in advance to Lundqvist, who is going to easily get those four saves, and 20,000 is fantastic. And he actually didn't know it, so, you know, those things happen. The Kings have decided to practice a little bit outside the box, so to say, but outside the building. But they were up in New York for one of their latest games and decided to practice at an outdoor rink. It seemed to work. They bonded, and they'll probably be a lot better now, like we needed them any better. It's good to see the Capitals are getting their act together. Zalapski, you know, you guys remember Zalapski, right? Zarly Zalapski played 12 seasons. Penguins, he actually played for the Whalers, the Flames, the Canadiens, the Flyers. He died at the age of 49. We don't know exactly what happened, but it's a terrible loss anytime you lose anybody. But Zalapski, I remember from when I was a kid, that guy was a cool defenseman. So, you know, thoughts, prayers, condolences to family and friends of the Zalapski family. Now, let's get to some league leaders in the standings and obviously in the stats, and we will get on our merry way and set you guys up for the rest of the weekend. Right now, the standings. Columbus and Washington, now that Washington's got their act together, are tied at the top of the Eastern Metropolitan Division with 39 points, followed by New Jersey and the Islanders. Rangers and Pittsburgh hanging tough. Philadelphia and Carolina, curious as to which forward out of Europe they should be looking at. In the Atlantic, Tampa Bay out to a big lead over Toronto. They both have a huge lead over Boston, Montreal, and Florida, with Detroit, Ottawa, and Buffalo asking themselves once again which defenseman out of Canada they might want to take. In the West, St. Louis out to a 3-point lead over Winnipeg. A little bit ahead of Nashville and Minnesota, Dallas and Chicago, and Colorado. Glad that Girard's doing well for him, and the Jachin trade is starting to materialize. Starting to come around, I guess. And then out in the Pacific, told you LA Kings are on top. They are on top by 3 over the Vegas Golden Knights. Surprise, surprise. Vegas doing good, just like we all predicted, right? At least I did. Followed by San Jose and Calgary, Anaheim and Vancouver, and Edmonton thinking about which goalie out of Sweden they may want, and Arizona wondering why there's still a hockey team in Arizona. Yeah, I'm going to keep saying that. Makes no sense. And it's not even the market. It's, the team's no good. They've got to do something. But anyway, I want to end on a high note, so let's do that. The Lightning off to the big start they are at. Your offensive leaders in plus-minus is the only thing they don't lead in currently. Braden Schenn has plus 23. So does Jaden Schwartz. And his teammate Jaden Schwartz. And then Tampa Bay Lightning's Anton Strahlman tied the same. Steven Stamkos, Blake Wheeler, and Jacob Vrásek all have 30 assists. Nikita Kucherov has 21 goals and also leads in points with 42. He is tied with Steven Stamkos, and also tied in goals is Alexander Ovechkin there with 21. Goalie leaders Aaron Dell is has a 1.72 and is doing pretty well for the Sharks. He also has a 939 save percentage, which leads the league as well. Sergei Bobrovsky has 4 shutouts and leads a bunch of people with 3 and 2. And with the most wins right now, Andre Vasilevsky. Lightning are off to a lightning start, basically. But basically, that's going to do it for us this week. Appreciate all you guys hanging out with us here on Board Check. I am Jeremy the Impact York. We will see you guys next week. Go Gladiators!